It's really funny stuff. Oh, what? What was that?
Funny stuff.
Huh?
What's that?
You know what that entry music means.
Mm-hmm. Time for our good friend, Coach Slocum out of Mobile.
Coach Slocum out of Mobile, welcome to the show.
Howdy, John, Les. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great. Good to hear from you. We weren't sure if you were coming in this week because, well, there's a lot of pot bangers out there again, Coach.
Well, there are. You know, it was a tough week. I don't think my ass has been this sore since I fell in a batch of prickly pear, you know. But you know, the cards and letters are coming in, the Internet. You know, most people are real supportive and really complimentary of what we do. They're disappointed the offense could only put up 40-something points in regulation. You know, we thought the Gulf Coast offense could do a little more than that, but Tech really had every answer for our offense, and they limited us to only like 530 yards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it didn't.
So, Coach Kevin Sumlin isn't working out?
No, we're not real happy with that move. We're going to – heads on the line this week again. We're going to go ahead and can the special team coach, and we fired the cook over in Kane Hall because he burned my scrambled eggs the other morning.
So I knew someone would pay. Every week you guys lose, somebody's got to pay. And this week it's going to be the special teams coach and the cook.
Well, that's right. And it doesn't get any easier because now we got Baylor coming up. So it's tough.
Just came off a win.
They did. You know, it's at this point, you know, Coach Leach told me before the game last week, he looked me in the eye and he said, you know, you want it laying down or standing up? And I didn't really understand what he was talking about at the time, but I guess I've realized what happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hate when Coach Leach says that because, you know, he's kind of creepy looking a little bit. A little bit.
Scares you. He'll scare you just a little bit.
He looks like a cross between a big, heavy-set Harvin. He looks like a heavy-set Harlan Williams in the face.
A little bit.
And, of course, Vince Gill, he's dead on for country music star Vince Gill. That's obviously been kicked around a lot. Coach, your defense, though, the Wrecking Crew, wasn't very wrecking. They weren't very good. I don't know if that was surprising to you or not.
Well, I thought actually, Lance, I thought they played really well. You know, they got some pressure on Kingsbury. He missed 10 passes, so he threw 70 and he missed 10. So I felt that they did a good job putting pressure on him. But it's one of those days. You know, we were underdog, just like we'll be this week, and then just right after that, we got Kansas. So every week and in the Big 12, it's really tough for us.
Do you regret last week calling Texas Tech and their fans a bunch of West Texas dirt monkeys? I mean, do you think that maybe added a little spark, was bulletin board material?
Well, absolutely not. It's an affectionate term. You know, they call us sheep humpers, and we call them dirt monkeys. It's all good fun with those Texas Tech folks, and we really like them, and glad they came up and supported their team the other day.
Mm-hmm. So now, Coach, I don't know if you know this, but I don't know if there's any goalposts left at Baylor. They tore them all. Every time you beat Kansas, I guess teams are tearing down goalposts. So I don't know if you're going to need the special teams coach this week anyway, because I don't know if there's going to be any field goals going on there.
We're planning on going for the 2-point conversion every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Baylor, there they are again. They're in first place. You know, it's a familiar spot for them. They're 1-0 in the Big 12. They're at the top of the standings. You know, they dominated the Southwest Conference for years. I think in 80-plus years of the Southwest Conference, you know, they won it twice.
Mm-hmm.
So they're familiar with the role here, and it's going to be a tough game. You know, although they've lost 18 straight to the Aggies, they're going to be coming out. You know, J.J. Joe back there under center. They got Gerard Douglas, Santana Dotson. They have a slew of All-Americans that Grant Taft, he'll have them ready. He's going to coach them up.
Mike Singletary, those guys?
Oh, absolutely. You know, not many people have heard of Mike Singletary, but, John, I can tell you've been reading your media guide, and you know what's going on up there.
I think he's going to be a good player coach someday.
Hang on a second. Isn't your special teams coach your son?
Well, there's a guy up there, and, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, we're going to lay people on the line, and I don't care if it causes family losses or whatever. And he may be doing a good job, but somebody's going to fall every week.
And it doesn't matter who.
And this week, it's your son. Coach Slocum on Mobile is with us, and he's sponsored by Gordon Richardson and Associates, and we appreciate that. I don't know if you've heard, Coach, but Jimmy Johnson was allegedly in College Station, and there's some talk that, you know, maybe it's not going to be a special teams coach next time. Maybe it's going to be the head coach that's going to be looking for some work.
Well, I saw Jimmy the other day, and he said he told me howdy, and I asked him what he was doing up there. He said, "Well, you know, I pulled my boat up the Brazos River. He was just sightseeing. So he's got a 70-foot yacht down there on the Brazos River,
uh-huh.
and he's doing some catfishing." He said,
Huh.
Oh, so you're not worried about that stuff then?
I don't think Jimmy Johnson can hold a candle to my coaching ability.
Yeah, you're one of the winningest coaches in NCAA winningest active coaches in NCAA history. Your detractors will say, yeah, most of those wins came against Rice, U of H, SMU, TCU, Baylor, you know, during the old Southeast Conference days. But, Coach, every game is a tough game. It doesn't matter how you get them. It's just that you get them, right?
That's right. Let's not forget where Jimmy Johnson coached. I mean, he was in the Big East. So he had the toughies every week, too, with Rutgers and Boston College and Temple. So, everything he got was earned. But and then he just fell into that Cowboys team. You know, that was full of talent when he got there. So I don't think Jimmy Johnson should get all the kudos that everybody gives him.
Well, I think they were 1-15 when his first year there.
Yeah, Coach.
I don't know if they were all that. That was a really talented team. They did a lot of work there, I think. But I understand your point there, Coach. Nobody's done a better job than you have.
right, Coach. You have lost two of the last – we'll get off Tech in a second, but two of the last eight, you're 2-6 against Texas Tech. I mean, is this a cause for concern?
Well, we're concerned. We're going to have to take everybody named Tech off the schedule. And we've had problems with Texas Tech. Virginia Tech came in here and then licked us pretty good. So I think next year, if you have a Tech on your school handle, we're going to take you off the schedule. We're going to put some more powerhouse teams from like McNeese or Tulane and teams like that can help us in the strength of schedule category.
You could probably keep the Louisiana Techs. Louisiana Techs, their technical schools aren't all that good at football.
Well, we were lucky to beat them, and they showed how good a team they were last week against Rice. So we may keep them, but it's a dangerous, dangerous team when you got one of the McCown kids back there whipping the ball around.
Yeah, we know about the passing McCowns. They are dangerous.
So this week you got to just improve offensively and keep them doing what you're doing defensively, and you're going to be fine.
We do. We're going to try to get the offense. Maybe they can crack the half-century mark this week, and we're going to watch the game, and then we're going to sit back and, we got a big game, the Red River Blowout up there in Dallas. So,
what do you think about, I don't know if you got to hear any of it, Coach, because you're busy game planning and whatnot, but yesterday during the 8 o'clock hour, the Aggies and Longhorns, Longhorns and Sooners were going at it pretty good, and they really, really don't like each other. What do you think about their two groups of fans? I mean, who do you give the edge to there?
Well, that's the Brown Cow fans are definitely more supportive than the Land Thieves. I think they have the edge. I called Chris Sims yesterday, and I talked to him about what he had to do for this game, and he said he's ready. He understands that he may hear some boos. He said the first of the game was going to be the OU fans booing me, and by the end of the game, it'll probably be my own fans booing me. So I think he understands what's ahead of him, and he knows how supportive those Brown Cow fans will be, and he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
And how about Sooner fans? What's your read on Sooner fans as a people?
Well, yeah, they're fantastic. I heard some of the commentary yesterday, and anytime you got a community like that that's tightly knit, they live all in the same fenced-in area on their double wides. That's a tight-knit group, and they're going to hang together. And when they take their houses off the cinder block every Saturday and head for the stadium, it's a good atmosphere and a lot of camaraderie, and I can't say enough about the Sooner fans.
It's really nice you don't have to leave your house to tailgate.
No.
Tailgate in your own house.
And the families, I think, are really close, Coach. The families are really, really close.
Oh, they are. That's what I heard about them up there.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us, and, well, better luck. I mean, there's a lot of pop bangers out there right now, but the old coach is doing a hell of a job, we think.
Well, thank you, John. I know I got a lot of support, and just keep the cards and letters and phone calls coming all hours of the night. It doesn't matter. Just keep calling me at 3 a.m. I really appreciate what the fans are doing out there.
Coach,
that's good, Coach.
All right, Coach, we appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Gig 'em.
All right, that's Coach Slocum on a mobile.
He likes the calls and the cards.
3-1.
Whatever happens. Emails.
Sponsored by Gordon Richardson and Associates. Gordon Richardson and Associates, thanks for bringing us Coach Slocum on a mobile.
Got Baylor this week.